Oil prices briefly topped $54 a barrel during trading today. They fell back to $52 by the end of the day, but it's clear high oil prices will be around for a while. Experts point to higher demand for oil around the world as one reason for the increase, but a lot of the blame is due to recent bad weather, especially in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The Gulf of Mexico is a giant oil field. Hundreds of platforms pump oil from beneath the seafloor and through underwater pipelines to shore. Some platforms float at the end of a tether. Others are stationary and fixed to the bottom. They're built to withstand pretty heavy weather, but not the kind of weather that hit last month when Hurricane Ivan took dead aim at many of those platforms. At its height, Ivan was a Category 5 storm. That's the highest category. Alan Verrett is an engineer who designed some of the platforms in the Gulf.
We were amazed at the ferocity of the storm. It was quite strong. There were 7 fixed platforms that were completely lost, destroyed, piles of metal, as you call them. The only problem is that pile of metal is now covered with a lot of water.
Verrett is with the Offshore Operators Committee, which represents most of the companies that pump oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Verrett says the fixed platforms that sank were only a small part of the loss. Numerous others were battered so badly they're unfit for habitation, let alone operation.
Wind-blown water and surge are two of the things that hurt offshore platforms more than anything else. Water of any kind into a lot of our electronic equipment gives us absolutely fits. And when the wind starts blowing that water at 120 miles an hour, it gets into everything, even things that we close the doors on.
Oil production from the Gulf is now about one quarter below normal. Engineers say it's been hard to get out to repair platforms and drilling rigs because there aren't enough boats, divers, and repair crews to do all the work at once. Even as rigs get repaired, they can't start pumping oil again until the underwater pipelines are fixed. Several broke. Others were shifted by as much as 200 feet across the ocean floor. Geophysicist Tony George is with the surveying company CNC Technologies. He says the hurricane's waves churned up the bottom and created an underwater avalanche rushing away from the coastline.
It's basically a river of mud, and it flows down slope on relatively steep slopes. And just about anything in its path will be destroyed or affected by it.
Underwater pipelines lay in that path. The government's Minerals Management Service reports that 12 large pipelines were damaged in federal coastal waters. Some have been buried by as much as 20 to 30 feet of mud. Tony George says operators can't turn the oil spigots on again until they're sure pipelines won't leak.
I would say that it's an area of roughly 80 miles from where the center of the hurricane came ashore. Anything within that area is subject to inspections for damage.
Oil from the Gulf of Mexico makes up about 30% of all the oil produced daily in the U.S. That's a lot of oil, but still small potatoes compared to what OPEC sells here. James Burkhart, an oil analyst with Cambridge Energy Research Associates in Boston, says rising demand for oil outside the U.S., especially in China, has been pushing prices up this year, so have concerns about supply in Russia, the Middle East, and Africa.
In that environment, Hurricane Ivan hit, and Hurricane Ivan has led to the shut-in of more than 450,000 barrels of oil per day, which is a significant volume. And what's particularly relevant about that is it's from oil fields that supply U.S. Gulf Coast refineries.
Officials at the Marine Minerals Service, which regulates offshore oil production in federal waters, says it could be months before Gulf Coast oil production is back to normal. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.